That's your only, that's the only thing you got to do. And I'll close with this. Jesus said that the Pharisees and the attorneys, the doctors of the law, were going to try to trip him up. Master, we know that you're a man from God. Tell us, which is the greatest of the Ten Commandments? And they thought, oh, he was going to think, oh, man, wonder which one it is. Wonder which one it is. Nah. He said, no brainer, guys. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and soul and mind. And before you even ask me, the second one is just like it. Love thy neighbor as thyself. And those two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. That's the only thing. That's our life is a love, is a love walk. It's just love. Angel?
Maybe taking a nap.
Go wake him up. I have to obey God. Lord told me to do this. I'm going to pull it in here. It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay, Monica. Watch this. Get him in here. Angel, I know you're waking up. Come here. Come right. Stand right here. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come right here. Come here. I want to hug you. Come, give me a hug. Come on. Angel.
Yeah.
I love you. Okay. And I'm going to ask you to forgive me for every time I was harsh to you. Every time I was mean to you. Angel, sit down. I ask you to forgive me. I love you. Okay? And I want to be your friend. All right? I love you. Now go back. Take your nap.
Okay.
See you later.
See you.
God bless you. Amen. Isn't God good?
God is good.
God is great. Well, I guess we're done. But anyway, praise God. Amen. I have to say one more thing. Anyway, love the Lord. Love children. Love my children. Love my grandchildren. Love your children. Love your grandchildren. Love Angel. Amen.
Amen.
You know, I'm just going to say it. This is getting ready to go against the grain of a lot of Christians right now. But I've changed my whole attitude towards children. Not that part. That's right. But we've gotten to where in church, we just like to get rid of the kids. Get them over there in children's church so they don't disturb the big people. Because we got to hear the word of God. So we set them in there and put them in front of Superbook, VeggieTales. That's been going on for about 40 years now. Look where it's got us. Because kids aren't in church anymore. You know where I was when the Lord called me into the ministry when I was 11 years old? I was in church. In the sanctuary with all the adults. Bored kid. Anyway. So a change is coming. It's time to bring kids back into church. Amen. I'm done.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell. From the beautiful Neva Pyatt. And from our amazing brother in Christ, Lee Schrader. Y'all have a blessed weekend. And we will see you on Monday. Tuesday. We get a 3-day weekend? Yeah. Woohoo! We'll see you Tuesday.
So we get the day off because Monday's Memorial Day, Monica.
I like days off. We'll see you Tuesday, y'all. And stay tuned. Following this, we're going to redo the iPad, and we'll be back with the Truth Broadcast. And the title for that will be Biblical World Views.
Let us pray, let us pray. We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.